Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
Chris McKenna is reporting at the fray. U.S. Representative John Faso and other members of the so-called Problem Solvers Caucus sent a letter to the congressional leadership last week to urge them to reach a long-term budget deal instead of a stopgap solution before the December the 8th deadline for a government shutdown. The 39 House members who signed the letter on November 29th suggested lifting the spending caps Congress imposed on itself in 2011 for at least 2 years to help the government fulfill its commitments on both domestic and military expenses. Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, released the letter afterwards, saying in a press release, and I quote, "It will be impossible to get our nation's spending under control until we have a budget that is crafted with long-term goals in mind and not just short-term fixes," end quote. You can read that full story at The Fray, a HudsonValley.com blog. While last month, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted against a Republican tax plan on December the 4th, Faso voted for the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Faso voted with the majority 222 to 192, moving the tax bill to a conference committee to work out the differences between the House and the Senate versions. There are major differences between two bills. The Senate bill repeals the health care mandate, while the House version punishes states such as New York with large state and local taxes.
Protesters from the Citizen Action Group gathered outside Representative John Faso's office December 4th, just around the time Faso was voting to move the Republican tax plan to a conference committee. Activists were there to protest the tax plan, which passed the U.S. Senate in the early morning hours, December 2nd, 51-49. Faso had previously voted against the plan, saying it was unacceptable for eliminating most of the tax breaks for state and local taxes, with New Yorkers paying more than taxpayers in other states. Besides eliminating the deduction for state and local income taxes, the proposal would cap the deduction for property taxes at $10,000. Ben Castleman and Patrick McGeehan wrote in the New York Times that, quote, "The bill, if enacted into law, could send home prices tumbling 10% or more in parts of the New York area, according to one economic analysis. It could increase the regional tax burden, complicating companies' efforts to attract skilled workers. It could make it harder for state and local governments to pay for upgrades to the transit system and other infrastructure. And it could force cuts in federal programs that help immigrants, the elderly, and other low-income residents afford the region's high cost of living," end quote. Faso voted no on the plan in November, yes on moving it to committee December 4th, and on December 5th claimed he was a no vote when it reaches the full House again after committee. Quote, "I believe I would vote no because this is an important issue to our state," Faso said on Talk 1300's Focus on the State Capitol December 5th. Quote, "It's an important issue that I think from a federalism standpoint and fundamentally, I think it's unfair to our state and its taxpayers. So unless we can get this changed, I don't foresee me changing my vote on this matter," end quote. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that housing and real estate officials in New York are not optimistic about the tax bill currently moving through Congress. The National Association of Realtors guesses home values in New York could fall 10-15% if the bill becomes law. Quote, "As goes the housing market, so goes the economy," said Louis Dubuque, executive vice president of the New York State Home Builders Association. Quote, "That when the housing bubble burst in 2008, the economy went in the tank, so it's not a coincidence. We fear this is going to have the same detrimental effect in New York," end quote. Currently, representatives in Washington, D.C. are negotiating differences between two tax proposals. The House bill caps the mortgage interest deduction for new home loans at $500,000, while the Senate bill keeps the current $1 million level. But both bills eliminate deductions for state income tax payments and cap the deduction for property taxes at $10,000, which is sure to cause a tax increase for many New Yorkers. Quote, "States like California and New York will still experience an exodus of taxpayers, draining local resources and impacting services," New York Senator Schumer said on the Senate floor December 5th. Local Representative John Faso from Kinderhook says he will vote against the bill, even though he voted for it December 4th in a procedural vote to move it to a conference committee. While he says he's going to vote against the bill, his comments to Capital Confidential sound as if he likes it. Quote, most homeowners in the 19th district would see a tax decrease because they would take advantage of doubling the standard deduct and lower rates, he said in an interview. Read the full story in Capital Confidential.
On December the 6th, Representative John Faso voted to table a resolution to impeach the president. Representative Al Green, a Democrat from Texas, introduced articles of impeachment under special House rules requiring a floor vote. Then House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, a Republican from California, offered a motion to table the resolution. That passed 364-58, with Faso voting in the majority. No Republicans voted against tabling the impeachment resolution. Representative John Faso voted on December the 6th to rip up New York's concealed carry gun laws. The House voted 231-198 in favor of the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017. The bill makes permits to carry a concealed weapon issued in one state valid in most other states as well. That takes away the right of individual states such as New York to determine the qualifications a person must meet before being allowed to carry a concealed firearm in its borders. Instead, the state with the least regulation makes policy for all other states, since its concealed carry rules would be law everywhere if the bill passes the Senate and is signed by the president.
Representative John Faso from Kinderhook tweeted on December 6th, quote, I fully support the administration's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and relocation of our embassy as we continue to work towards peace in that region. The six-month delay will allow this process to continue as we assess security and other considerations, end quote.
Representative John Faso voted December 7th for a budget resolution that keeps the government operating for 2 weeks. The resolution passed 235-193, largely on party lines, averting a government shutdown at least until just before Christmas. Senators voted later for the measure, 81-14. New York's Chuck Schumer voted for the bill. Kirsten Gillibrand voted against it. And Jimmy Vilkin reports at Politico that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, a Republican, is publicly denouncing the GOP tax plan currently being discussed in Washington, D.C. The bill would, quote, punish, end quote, New York taxpayers, Molinaro said. But he also criticized Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has called New York Republicans voting for the bill, quote, Benedict Arnold's, end quote, because the bill would, quote, rape and pillage, end quote, the state. He also said Republicans such as John Faso should not just vote against the bill, but resign in protest. Quote, it's counterproductive and it's inappropriate. It's not becoming from a president or a governor, end quote, said Molinaro. The Dutchess County Republican may challenge Cuomo in next year's gubernatorial election. Quote, to say to people that your political position is akin to treason if, in fact, you hope to have those people work doesn't provide real leadership to resolve a problem, end quote. Cuomo, Molinaro, and Faso all oppose the end of tax deductions for state and local taxes in the proposal. Quote, why would a Republican congressman from a state that you are dismembering take part in it, end quote, Cuomo asked. Read the full story at Politico.